All right, let's bring on Gadget what Game Show Guy. Heck is that? Gadget on the show. What Steve the Greenberg. Is that? It's Cyber Monday. Are you doing any shopping Monday today?
AJ? Me, not so much.
Me, not so much.
But, no. But people are going to spend up to over $11 billion today. So a lot of folks are going to be shopping today. Maybe not me, maybe not you, but a lot of other people.
Is it more than Black Friday?
They say it's going to be Black Friday.
Wow.
I think people not going out and shopping at home is taking off, and it makes good sense, I guess. And there's some great deals, especially with the current, you know, inflation and whatnot. If you can save some money on your gift ideas, this is the time to do it.
What's on your top five?
Okay, sale-wise, I mean, I'm not sure what I'll end up getting, but, like, for example, an iRoomba vacuum cleaner, normally $530. That's a street price. Walmart has it right now for $288. I just checked it a few minutes ago.
Wow.
So that's a pretty
it's
big thing.
About this
yeah.
That makes me want it.
I mean, especially if you have animals in the house, they make a duty somewhere. I think Roomba just tracks it. I've seen so many stories.
It just smears
all over the house.
They actually have a feature now built into it, so it recognizes that poop and goes around it. It won't track through the poop anymore.
That was a huge
problem for people. Right. It's a new feature. So it's actually a lot better than it was before. I saw here, this one's a pretty amazing one, Costco, Samsung OLED TV, 65 inches, normally $2,200. Now it's just under $1,800.
Wow. Hell yeah.
Guess the three, I'll buy one.
Yeah, that sounds not bad. I'm going for a TCL 43-inch Roku TV.
Hold on one second. AJ,
sorry.
What did you say?
That's a big TV, 65-inch.
No, you said...
I said if it gets to $300, I'll buy it.
Oh, $300.
Oh. Right, yeah, no. Not okay. $3,000, no.
$300. $1,800, he said.
$300.
You can buy it from me.
$300. Like, I'll
buy it for $18.
Yeah, no,
three.
Not $3,000. $300.
Oh, $300.
Right. I was being facetious and cheap.
All right. Sorry, Steve.
That's okay. The TCL 43-inch Roku TV, this might be, normally it's about $350. That's the street price. Today, $149 at Target.
There you go, AJ.
$149.
How's that? That's under your $300.
It's really amazing when you think about what these TVs do and for the price.
Yeah.
Oh, these are great
like
prices.
It's like they're just stamping out Frisbees. It's almost like they're so there's no value anymore.
No. Not at all. Just bing, bing, boom.
The screen.
Yep.
The picture, the clarity, what it does, communicates to the sky.
And they're becoming like cell phones. You get a new TV, all of a sudden, you don't even need a cable wire, just need a plug. Yeah, exactly.
Amazing.
I mean, yeah,
$150.
That sounds cool.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And this one's Roku, you said?
Yeah, that was a Roku one for $150 Target. I mean, that's pretty good. A lot of good prices are there.
So that comes pre-built, AJ, with the app. So you don't even have to worry about downloading them, making sure they work.
Yeah, you'll be sitting in the package
on the wall or just on a table and you're ready to go.
Nice.
By the way, most like Walmart is doing free shipping today for orders over $35. Macy's, Amazon, even if you're non-prime, it's free shipping today. And again, with orders over $25, Best Buy, you're looking at items over $35, again, free shipping.
Wow.
So there's a lot of really good stuff out there. Those Echo products from Amazon are now...
No, don't do it.
70% off, though. 70%
don't
off.
Do it.
Yeah, no, it's listening
they
device.
Already have too much info on you.
Yeah,
don't do it.
It's spying. Got the KGB
but it's
brand
so
over
cheap.
Here.
It's so cheap. How can you stop? How can you hold back? It's...
What value does that bring, having a spy from the company sitting in your living room with you?
You can buy something you don't like.
They should be paying you.
That's right. That's why it's so cheap.
Yep.
The money they'll make having that device listening to all of your personal conversations will make way more money than, like, they should pay us to have an ear in the house.
I'll make them blush.
Anyway.
And there's some great like apps that you can use to help you do better shopping right now. Like if you use Camel, or Price Blink, or PayPal's Honey, and something called Scently. These are all things that help find coupons for you, do cut price comparisons, and whatnot. So there are smart ways to be more efficient. But there are a bunch of buyer bewares. I think we should mention those if we have time. Do we?
Yes. Yes.
Well, you know, you just got to be careful. If you get sent a link, don't click on it. It's better to go to the Best Buy site or go to Walmart yourself and then find the deals rather than click on a link. There are all these bad guys out there who are trying to scam you and get your credit card information.
That's interesting.
So be
Cyber
careful.
Pirates.
Googling something is not really safe because they've kind of poisoned Google and Bing and all those search engines with these these phony links. So you got to be careful. And also check the spelling of things. Like, it's Best Buy, not Best Buys. If
gotcha.
You see that with the S, you're going to be clicking on a bad guy's website.
Oh, wow.
So really check the URL to make sure you're not making a mistake. It's called, they actually call it typo squatting, which is when they purposely grab all the misspellings of common retailers so that you'll accidentally go into their site instead of the real site.
Wow.
So again, buyer beware.
What about these video games? Is there anything that has your attention? The Meta game, is that something?
You know, it's all that's all about trying to get you, you know, wearing the goggles, which is cool, and, you know, Facebook's belief that that's where we're all going to be living inside those goggles in the future. So I'm not huge on that, and I frankly did not do a lot of homework on the sales, but I am sure if it's out there, there's sales on it. It may not be a great sale, but there are definitely sales on it. And you really need to use something like Camel to see what the price has been. So just because they're saying it's 70% off, you need to see what was the price a month ago. Was it really 70% more?
And that's what Camel does?
Like a culture club song.
That's Camel
it does.
It gives you the price I know it's a goofy name, but yes. It does give you price history. And Price Blink will give you, you know, competitor prices. And like I said, PayPal's Honey actually sends you coupons and whatnot. Sensely, it automatically adds coupons and cash backs to things. So there are a bunch of great ways to save some money. And also, again, use your credit card. Don't use your debit card because you've got more protection on fraud with your credit card than you do with a debit card.
Steve Greenberg, the gadget guy, is on the show. What'd you find out, Phil?
I'm looking some of this stuff up as we're talking about it. And another thing that I'm seeing, at least on this one page, like, let's say you wanted to look for one of those Oculus headsets he was talking about.
Okay.
You have to be careful. So sometimes the picture will show the headset, and then it'll say $15, but what you're actually buying is like a charging deck, right? Like, you're not actually getting that item.
Or the box.
Exactly. So you think you're buying.
Absolutely.
Please read. You have to, like, not just look at the pictures and click and be like, I'm the best.
Do they have, like, a beer goggle one where everybody looks attractive? I'm at a bar. Wow, look at that. That was kind of hot.
That'd be genius.
That was really kind of hot, too.
And stick with a retailer you know. Don't go to, like, just, you know, something you've never heard of before because you don't know if you can trust them. Go with a company, a retailer, Best Buy, Target, Walmart, one of those brands that you actually know. And so if there is an issue, you've got someplace you can go to kind of fight it and go back.
Right. So if you're buying a phone from Apple or you want an Apple phone, should you just go to the Apple store or where should you go?
No, I think you can go on. There's some amazing deals at AT&T. Actually, AT&T is giving iPhone 14, if you just hand in a $130 trade-in, they will give you the phone for free.
Nice.
You can't beat that price right now. So there's some great deals up there.
Wait,
so I would
what?
Go
has to your phone, right?
Wait, what?
Does it have to be your phone? I found this phone from someone. There you go.
Grab someone's phone,
right.
Bring it in, and you can walk out with a free.
See, you think like
that.
Me.
I'm just joking.
Oh, really? Okay.
Wait, which iPhone can you get for free with a trade-in?
14.
The 14.
AT&T
wow.
is having a deal right now where if you bring in your.
Isn't that like a $1,000 phone?
I think it's more than that.
Yeah. No,
it's like $1,100.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more than $1,000, yeah.
Nice.
You can. For a $130 trade-in. You can get a free iPhone 14.
Which one of my old clunky phones would be worth $130?
Maybe the last one before this one?
What's the phone you're using right now?
A 10.
If you've got like an 11 right now, that's going to be at least $130.
I have an 11.
But I'm thinking I want one of the things in my junk drawer.
Yeah, I have 11.
I want to grab one of those.
Will a flip phone work?
What if you get an iPhone 10 you just had to update last night and now it's not working so well?
Yeah,
right.
It's worth
perfect.
Nothing!
How about the Razer flip phone? I have one of those still. Does that work? No?
I don't think a flip phone's going to get, I don't think anything below an iPhone, you know.
It's a Razer, though.
Going to do you anything. But I think a 10 and above, you can definitely do it.
Oh, I just,
I got the 11.
These iPhones now, they're so friggin' big.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want a big phone.
Yeah, mine's kind of clunky.
I think this 10 is big. I like the little one. It was, like, smaller than a pack of cigarettes.
Mine got to work out to actually lift it. Like, yay. So.
See, I have older eyes, so I big is good for me. I can see it.
So I'm not,
that a song by Hall & Oates?
A lot of songs.
Imagine you. Sorry.
I think that came out the same year as Camel, Camel, Camel.
Right.
Well, you do a whole hit album.
Camel.
Steve
Camel
Greenberg, Gadget Guys on. Anything else that has your attention for Cyber Monday?
I'm looking through here. I don't think I've told you. This is Samsung 58-inch Crystal UHD 4K smart TV. It's starting at under $400, $377.
What is a smart TV? Because I have a smart clock.
We've explained this
and
to you.
And it's not smart
you
at all.
You don't pay attention.
It
I'm not wasting my time.
It still has the wrong
not
time
wasting
on it.
My time.
Oh, please.
No.
Really?
No, we've explained this to you like three times on air. You still, what is a smart TV?
Because you're talking to a dumb head.
Is the 4K worth now, or are they upgrading to 8?
No one's
Isn't that the
it.
Next step?
Appreciate it.
Well, right now, we're still, the only thing that you can get pretty much is 4K as far as content goes. So I wouldn't jump up to anything more than that at this point. I don't think it's necessary, but... you know, I'm not saying a year from now that won't be the case. But right now, when it comes to the content that you can get through a streaming service or most things, you're pretty much locked into 4K for the most part.
Disney. I want them to burn to the ground.
That sounds Spanish. 4K.
So I checked in my bank app. They charged me $80 for a year subscription to Disney Plus. Apparently last year when I signed up, like some idiot to watch one stupid friggin' movie. Mm. I paid $80 and then it was a continuation deal.
Oh, wow.
So they just charged me $80. I'm on the phone yesterday with Disney for a half an hour.
Talk to a mouse?
I don't. No. 4K, 4K. Just listening to some stupid Disney song and every 2 minutes they come on.
Small world.
Call volume is very high.
Right.
Press 2 to get a call back.
At least have Goofy's
voice. I press
2.
My phone doesn't register the 2.
Right.
Gosh, you called the wrong place.
Your call is very important to me.
Bill me $90
and your life back.
Oh my God,
$85.
Well,
who's
ridiculous.
Counting?
It is.
Yeah.
So you never actually spoke with someone?
No.
At least you're Disney. Still waiting for the call back now?
No, it's not going to happen.
At least put Disney characters on.
I just said, you know what? I'm going to have to watch like 10 Disney movies this year just to feel like I got my $85 out of them.
It's a long call that you're on. Wow.
All right. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Happy shopping, everybody. Be safe.
You too. GadgetGameShow.com.
Thank you. Is that gadget on the show? What the heck
is that? The Gadget Game Show. What the heck? I hear this a lot.
He's really the guy. Like NBC Today Show.
Oh,
like
yeah.
All these people, they all go to him. This
Mac
is
daddy.
The guy.
He's the Mac daddy.
So, yeah, we'll link him up on the radio station website. Thank you, Steve.